Welcome back to Let's Talk About Death and Dying. Welcome back. I am so glad to be here. It's been so long. I feel like it's been so long since I have recorded an episode. It's been a lot going on. And I want to know, how was your year? You know, the year is winding down, and we're looking forward to the holiday season, whatever the holiday is that you honor and you celebrate. But we're in this holiday season time and getting prepared for New Year's and thinking about our resolutions and what we want to do differently in 2024. And I like to do a wrap up of 2023. So I want to know, how was your year in terms of dealing with death, loss, grief? Because my year has definitely been a doozy. It has definitely been a challenging year. I've experienced so many different ups and downs with things happening, unexpected things happening. And I'm so grateful to be here in this space. I've missed you all so much. Just talking and getting my thoughts out. So, how was 2023 for me? Started out very somber. It was very somber. And there were some celebrations that were on my radar. You know, parents turning milestone birthdays, and just getting excited about that. Trying to plan different things and things like that. But, you know, things took a turn. I don't want to say for the worse, but the unexpected twist. And that thrusted my sister and I into caretaker roles. And I will admit, I envisioned the aging process of our mother to look different than it has traditionally looked in our family. But I also thought that it would be a little time before we had to be in those kind of roles. So the grief that happened with the loss of function, the loss of independence, the loss of that rock that her and I are accustomed to having in our mother, that was a lot to experience. And you couple that with me experiencing and going through a divorce and still maneuvering through that, it was quite a bit. And then my father had to have a surgery. So then I had these experiences with him having some caretaking experience that I never had with him before. And that was a little overwhelming. So we navigated through those things, still navigating through those things. And it's really given me the opportunity to just think about what I want to look like as an aging adult, because I never thought about grief and loss in terms of the loss of independence or the loss of movement, the loss of body functions. you know, creating this podcast, initially, you know, I was wanting to tackle death, dying, grief and loss as a result of that. But it's amazing how as time has went on to learn about the many dimensions of grief and loss and what that can look like. So in this season of my life, having the light on loss of independence, loss of body function, loss of ability and memory, those are the things that really just hit me this year. And for my ladies, dealing with menopause and hysterectomy and no longer being able to birth children into the earth, there's a loss there. Loss of a menstruation cycle. There's a loss there. And for some women, there's some grief in those losses. So that's been interesting as well in 2023, experiencing menopausal symptoms and just wrapping my mind around dealing with all of those things. So I am really looking forward to celebrating, to reflecting on the obstacles, the mountains, and the challenges, but also the victories that have happened in 2023. Making sure my mental health is intact is a victory. Fighting for myself is a victory. Loving on other people while fighting is a victory. I hope that you listen to this and you reflect on this year, because I know I'm not alone in feeling like 2023 came in like a hurricane and has just been typhooning every month and every day, but we got through it. There's still a smile on my face. There's still joy in my soul. And I'm grateful. I'm very grateful. There are still some things that I'm working on. Still some things I'm processing and making sure that I'm addressing actively. I still got some goals that I want to meet. Still have some things that I'm praying for. But I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful. And I am so thankful for each person who comes and listens. And my prayer is that there's something that is said that sticks with you, that stays with you, that encourages you to do something different. Take a step towards getting closer to the person that you want to be and going through your journey, whatever that looks like, because we're all on a journey and it looks different and we're all at different paces, but that's okay. As long as we keep taking a step and we keep stepping and we keep trying, that is what is most important. I hope that you have a safe holiday season. I hope that you enjoy your loved ones, your family, your friends. I hope that you have an amazing new year. Until next time.